Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401? That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 129.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 292, Reliving a Star Tours, The Adventure Continues ride. Put those headphones on now for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll be transported to the parks through the use of immersive binaural audio, and be there with us as we try to help the Rebels sneak us by to their base as we tour the galaxy. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Now sit back. Relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome again to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So, who is ready for Christmas? No? Yeah, me neither. I mean, I'm excited that it's coming up, but I am not prepared. Here in Kentucky, the weather has been cold and rainy with thunderstorms, and we haven't finished decorating the outside of the house yet. But inside, the tree is up, and it's beginning to feel a bit more festive, which I love. I even love that the memories we've been reliving are from the holiday times, actually almost 1 year exactly to the release of this memory. So it really puts me back in that happy place. I am ready to go again, so let's go to it. To set up the memory, it's a warm Monday in December of 2021. It's mid-afternoon, and we've had an amazing day so far in Disney's Hollywood Studios, getting to see and do some things we've never done before. Next up, we're going to again expand the kids' universe, pun intended, and take them to Star Tours. If you remember in Memory 291, we waited in a long line for Toy Story Mania and had a great time challenging each other to see who is the best shot. After exiting the ride and comparing scores, we want a quick treat. So we find a cast member to find out where we can pick up Mickey bars or other frozen treats. There actually happens to be one on our way over to Star Tours, so we'll stop, pick up an ice cream, and continue on our way through the park over towards the attraction. We actually get to the queue before we finish our ice cream, so we do a little walking around before we get into the line and head over maybe to Indiana Jones stunt show because I thought I heard a boom. They were still closed as of this time, as they retooled the show to allow for more distancing there too. Unfortunately, it's still closed with planters out front, so we head back to get in line for Star Tours. The line is longer than I'm used to seeing it, but it really doesn't actually even stop this time. We're actually queued up into the trees outside, so we'll hear some of the drums and the AT-AT walker as we make our way towards the front door. Inside, it's a pretty quick pace through the maintenance work R2-D2 and C-3PO are doing before we see the baggage check scanner guys. But we don't even get to enjoy watching them for very long, before we're actually assigned a row and the doors open and then we're taking our seats. As we take off though, the Rebel spy is sitting right next to me, guys. Yep, Susie got selected. You'll hear us talking about that as we exit. So after the ride is over, we head back out into the heat to try to find our next adventure. I said it earlier, today's memory is in binaural once again, so for the best experience, I would recommend putting on your favorite headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, join me as we relive a trip through the galaxy aboard Star Tours. The adventure continues.
They're out shooting at us. An AT-AT walker.
What?
An AT-AT. Oh, thank you.
That's the one? Yes.
What point do you do? Thank you. This is the Ewok Village. All the little Ewoks would be running around up top in the treetops.
Try it. I want to see what happens.
Oh, water bottle. Susie, the interesting thing is it's supposed to be a movie set, right? So it only has to be worked from one side, the side the camera see it.
I'm not to stop.
Come on up. Time to go. Thank you. Somebody like that, yeah.
That's the guy we had earlier.
Just like him, yep. They're fixing a Star Speeder 1000. These are the things we're going to ride on. So we're getting ready to take a tour.
Do you desire a place to get away? How about land? You truly belong here among the clouds, aren't you?
Those are Ewoks. Those are Ewoks.
Your third stop brings you to the peaceful world of Alderaan, where you can relax in a natural wonderland, recently voted safest planet in the galaxy by Hyperspace Travel. This incredible getaway package is three times the fun in one. So ask your Star Tours travel consultant to book yours today.
Attention. Arriving passengers can claim their baggage on level 1. Airspeeder rental companies are located on level 4. Thank you.
Mr. Nathor, please meet your party at Star Tours baggage claim. Thank you.
Attention, all arriving passengers requiring currency conversion are invited to visit the Unalist Intergalactic Exchange on Level 1. You may exchange your credits there for local currency. Thank you.
Star Tours 1401. Tower is awaiting your diagnostic readouts.
Oh, that's awesome. Stand by for systems check. Forward lights. Check. Deflector shield. Check. Emergency fuel vent. Check. Laser cannons. Check. I said check off. Shut them down before you blow up the whole place. I can't understand your logic at all. No, not at all.
Please, Star Tours passenger Mott Moran, please pick up the nearest white courtesy trunk. Passenger Mott Moran to the nearest white courtesy trunk. Thank you.
Attention. The lost and unclaimed baggage center is located on level 1. Bags may only be claimed by showing your receipt to the spaceport baggage attendant during regular operating hours. Thank you. Attention, please. All droids leaving the system must be cleared by customs control. Proof of ownership is required for all droid passengers.
Proof of ownership? We droids are made to suffer such indignities.
This used to be the driver of our tour.
Oh boy, look at this. Someone packed a lot of hair dryers. Let's pull up to a Wookiee. Yeah, Wookiees have a lot of hair. Remember, at Star Tours, safety is always number one.
Listen to this voice.
Greetings, sir, Andor. We know that you have a choice of space lines and not, or we can. You really don't. So move on.
E is an Ewok.
Any Star Tours flight.
To the middle of the,
if you have any questions,
ride,
don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
That's my partner. Parker?
Have you written this one before?
Yeah.
How long has this one been here?
20 years.
So they've had a Star Wars theme area for a while, too.
Not the land, just this one thing.
Star Tour, flight 1401. Be sure to use arms, bags, or backpacks. They're under your seats. Rows 235, watch your right hand side. Hands, arms, legs, and feet. I will be shutting those doors to your right.
Ready to go for a tour of outer space?
All right, travelers, be sure to keep your restraint fastened during the flight. Parents, watching children, remain seated at all times, of course, and keep that face covered over your mouth and nose. At this time, row one, if you would, grab that yellow towel on the left hand side of your seatbelt and tug on it for me. Row 2, tug on the yellow tab. Row 3, tug on the yellow tab for me. Row 4, tug on the yellow tab, folks. All right, last but not least, row 5. All right, thank you,
traveler. Like what? No. Bye bye.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 129.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Snap right there.
Don't shoot!
I know you have a spy on board.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake.
They're a spy and a traitor to the First Order.
Oh!
I've never seen that human.
What was
that? A fool. You are no match for the power of the dark side.
The end of the moon. Oh, look out! come, Spirit. And neither can you.
Someone aboard your ship vital to our mission.
The spy? Is this mission sanctioned?
But let's say it is. Anyway, rendezvous with the coordinates I'm transmitting to R2. Good luck, and you know the rest.
The rest sounds rather perilous to me. I don't think we should... Go! This is suicide! We'll be smashed to pieces! In the event we don't make it, I want you to know that you have been the most wonderful passengers. Ah! Pull up, Artu! Pull up!
All pilots, this is it.
You're right, Artu. This mission cannot fail. Activate the laser cannons.
Watch it, Red 9. You got two times on your tail.
Successfully taking out two TIE fighters at once, that's approximately better than I thought. Well done!
All right, Squad. Start the attack run. Remember, aim for the cannon.
What are you waiting for? Fire!
We did it! Thanks for your help, Star Tours.
It has been an honor. Shortly. I do hope you have enjoyed your flight. Watch out!
That's my ship. Come on, explain.
On behalf of Starfleet, thank you for joining us.
We look forward to seeing you on another flight. Here.
So the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
I was a star.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get out of the way.
The spy.
Susie's the spy. What do you guys think of that one?
I saw the Millennium Falcon in my
Blue is typically on the good side.
Dad.
What? Also typically good. Pretty much it's just red is bad.
What about purple?
What?
Purple is good?
Yeah. Pay attention to the what?
The
guy's Kronk again.
Okay. Looking for a party of four. Come on,
dang it. Come on.
Hi, guys. Come
on
in.
I love you four. So is that better than Rise of the Resistance?
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram, and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks, or sooner, for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.